Hello and welcome to Think at London Business School. My name is Nandini Mazumdar. I'm a second year MBA student at LBS and I'm your host of this podcast today. As part of our efforts to understand and explore sustainability within the business world, today's episode will focus on what social impact means for our students, especially from a career perspective, and its importance in today's organizations. We'll also be exploring additional topics within sustainability later this month, so keep an eye out for additional content from Think on this topic. For today's session on social impact, I'm joined by Aditya Sheth, Pame Flores, and Cara Bennett, who are also fellow students and classmates of mine at London Business School. So without further ado, let's get started with the session. Shall we go around the room and share a quick introduction about ourselves? We can include the typical details, such as where you're from, what you did before the MBA, why you're doing the MBA, etc., etc. Aditya, let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Aditya, and like Nandini, I'm a second-year MBA student at London Business School. I'm originally from Bombay, where I worked at EY in the Transaction Consulting Division. And during my time there, I worked a lot in the financial inclusion space and a lot with microfinance companies in particular. And that experience got me interested in impact investing, and I came to LBS to help transition into an impact investing role. Since April, I've been working at Lion's Head Global Partners, which is an Africa-focused local currency debt investor. And while working there, I've had the opportunity to work on impact investing deals in Togo, Nigeria, Kenya, and Zambia, amongst other countries. And it's been a great experience overall so far, and hopefully long may it continue. And then the post-MBA goal is to continue working in the impact investing space with a focus on financial inclusion.
Fantastic. Thanks for that intro, Aditya. Let's move on to you, Pame.
Hi, I'm Pame. I'm a second year student too at London Business School doing the MBA. Originally from El Salvador, based in Argentina. Just before LBS, I was working in the pharmaceuticals industry and I really enjoyed it and all. I was actually leading the launch of respiratory and multiple sclerosis products into a market. However, during that experience, I realized that most products reached the hands of those who could afford it. And that struck me. So many poorer people got excluded from accessing medicine. So I decided that I wanted to do the MBA to learn more about how to use business for good, how to serve all stakeholders, no matter their origins or socioeconomic backgrounds. I wanted to learn how to create solutions that would help bridge the gap between the rich and the poor.
Thanks a lot for that intro, Pame. And finally, we have Cara. Over to you.
Hi, I'm Cara. I'm also a second year MBA student at London Business School. I'm American. I originally grew up in Seattle. My background is energy engineering. I've worked in geothermal, off-grid solar, and oil and gas. I've lived sort of two lives before the MBA. My first job out of university, I worked for a small nonprofit in rural Thailand, implementing sustainable projects along the Thailand-Myanmar border region and serving refugees from Myanmar. So I lived in a bamboo house in the jungle for 3 years and made $100 a month. Then I moved back to the US and transitioned to oil and gas engineering consulting and made much more than that every day. I decided to pursue an MBA to circle back to sustainability, but this time from a business perspective.
Well, thanks everyone for the intros. To kick us off, I, and I'm sure our listeners, would love to learn more about your interest in social impact from both a personal and a professional perspective. So while social impact has become quite the buzzy sector in recent years, it's still quite interesting for MBAs to pursue a career in this space. So I'd really love to understand the source of your interest and passion in this sector and how you seek to incorporate it in your professional life going forward. So let's start with you, Pame. Can you tell us what social impact means to you and why is it important to you?
So yeah, for me, social impact is about engaging all stakeholders, basically. It's about how, with what we do, whether it is within a company or not, we include all parties. Not just the top of the pyramid, but also the bottom of the pyramid. The triple impact or triple bottom line concepts are what would be the best definition for me. It's about thinking of a business that puts its focus on economic growth, social equality, and environmental sustainability equally, because poverty alleviation and environmental sustainability are closely linked, and none can be fully achieved without the other, and they can't even be achieved at a larger scale without ensuring financial viability.
That's really interesting. So are there any organizations that you think are focusing on social impact particularly well?
Well, among the for-profit companies, I've always admired Patagonia and Naturia. They're working hard to embody the triple bottom line concept. But other than those, I would mention Cemex in Mexico, maybe a little bit less known. Or among the nonprofits, I've always loved Acumen. It has always been one of my dream organizations, actually. They're really tackling poverty by investing in social entrepreneurs.
Ah, those are really good names to know. I'll definitely be looking into some of these after our chat. How about you, Aditya? Why is social impact important to you?
Well, when I was working at EY, I was lucky enough to spend a lot of time in remote villages across India. And these are kind of places that you require three modes of transportation to get to. And they were basically the hotbeds, the centers for microfinance lending. It gave me a great chance to see the tangible benefits of financial inclusion and specifically how access to capital helps improve the lives of communities in disenfranchised parts of the world. And that's what made me want to transition and make a career in social impact.
Got it. That makes sense. And are there any organizations that you think are focusing on social impact particularly well?
There are loads of organizations, actually, but it depends what you're looking for, I suppose. So the UN, World Bank, IMF are typically great development and policy-focused organizations. And maybe Pame can talk a bit about the Gavi vaccine program and her work there later on. There are also a whole host of tech companies that use digital tools in the social impact context. I was recently lucky enough to work with Ibiza, which is a company that provides agri-tech insurance services to smallholder farmers that allows them to gain crop protection against weather uncertainties. And if you fancy impact investing, I would be remiss not to mention Lion's Head, since I'm working there right now. I honestly work there because I believe in the mandate of using local currency investments to develop frontier capital markets. And I think what's really cool about the social impact space right now is that everyone's sort of branching into it. Corporate sustainability has gone from like an industry buzzword to almost a requirement amongst companies. And more traditional companies are beginning to significantly branch into social impact and have more sustainable practices.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. So moving a bit into how social impact has featured in or will feature in your careers going forward, Kara, can you tell us how you're planning on incorporating or weaving in your interest in slash passion for social impact within your professional life?
Yes. So one of the key takeaways from my time working in the nonprofit sector in Thailand was that, yes, nonprofits have a role to play in sustainable development, but who really has the power over how most people live their lives? It's businesses and governments. So that is why I decided to come to business school and circle back to sustainable development work, but this time from a business perspective. And I firmly believe that social impact is not a separate category, but should rather permeate all of businesses. So my plan is to go into some form of management consulting so I can advise businesses to rethink business models and strategies to serve all of their stakeholders. That's shareholders, customers, employees, society, and the planet.
That's really interesting. Pame, are you also adapting a similar approach, or are you kind of taking a different path to incorporate social impact within your career, especially considering that you've kind of worked in this space in the past?
I mean, I can say that I'm still exploring in which way I'd like to have impact, but for sure I want to be very active in it. I've explored working at a startup called Reconomy, which focuses on e-waste with a business model that embodies circular economy. I've also explored working for an organization called Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, that focuses on creating more equitable and sustainable access to vaccines. I've liked it all, and I realized that I want to be among the trenches of organizations that work to create more egalitarian societies. Like Kara, I believe that partnerships between the public and private sector are crucial to make this happen, so I want to be working in a company or organization that does that.
Great, thanks. That definitely makes a lot of sense. So we'd love now to learn a little bit more about your LBS journey over the past year, particularly how your time at London Business School has contributed to your interest in social impact. This can be through competitions, lectures, events such as Social Impact Week, clubs such as the Social Impact Club, professors, research that you've conducted, anything really. With that in mind, maybe we can start with you, Aditya, and your journey with social impact at LBS over the past year. Specifically, any LBS initiatives related to social impact that you've participated or were involved in?
Yeah, so I think I spent the past year taking up as many social impact related projects as I could. I participated in the Mint Impact Investing Competition, which is a global competition hosted by Wharton every year, and was lucky enough to be one of the two LBS winning teams, along with Kara's team, actually. And that was a great way for me personally to refine the way I thought of the impact investing process and learn about social impact-focused startups, refine my technical abilities, and also experience making multiple pitches to actual live ICs. I also participated in the Morgan Stanley Sustainable Investing Challenge and the Climate Investing Competition, both of which required sort of out-of-the-box solutions to relevant social problems and relevant environmental problems. As far as clubs go, I was on the EXCO of the Social Impact Club, and I'm still on the EXCO for this year as well. And that was honestly one of the highlights of my year. I was on the careers team, and I worked with a great group of people on that team. It sort of allowed me to explore the breadth of social impact, from impact investing to development and policy and everything in between. And I got the opportunity to really network with companies and industry experts. And all of those networking opportunities are still bearing fruit to this day.
That's really interesting. And from a career perspective, you mentioned that you've been interning at Lion's Head, right? Can you walk us through how you found this particular internship, including how you were able to secure it, any obstacles, challenges, or even successes that you faced along the way?
The process for securing the Lion's Head internship was slightly more straightforward than you would expect, especially for a field that's sort of renowned for being unstructured and a bit haphazard in its recruitment. Lion's Head had a job posting on LBS's Career Central site, so I submitted my CV, a cover letter, and then got selected for the interview rounds and had to go through four rounds of interviews, the first one being a time model. And earlier in the year, actually, as part of the Social Impact Club, we hosted a workshop really for financial modeling in emerging markets. And that proved to be very beneficial for this modeling test, especially as it related to currency and inflation conversions. And then after the modeling test was three rounds of interviews with their partners, and then finally a chat with the managing director to discuss my role and my commitment and stuff like that. And yeah, that was generally the process. There weren't too many obstacles beyond just sort of preparation and delivering when it mattered.
Amazing. Congratulations. Even though it was an easy process, I'm sure you really proved yourself. And it sounds like a super meaningful and fun experience. So it's really great that you were able to secure it. How about you, Kara? Did you also pursue an internship in the social impact space? And similar to Aditya, we would love any details on the process that you took from finding this company or this role to actually completing the internship.
Yes. So this past summer, I interned with Ampersand Partners, a management consultancy in London that specializes in sustainability consulting. So I got to work with commercial real estate clients and help them map out their pathways to net zero, among other things. And it was so rewarding to be able to work on topics that I cared about with colleagues who also cared.
That's amazing. And did you encounter any challenges or obstacles while pursuing this opportunity? Or maybe to the contrary, are there any things that you felt were successful about the process you took, you know, aside from actually getting the internship?
So the position was advertised on the LBS Career Central site. And so I submitted a CV and cover letter, and then I had two rounds of interviews. And for my second interview, I was asked to prepare a 15-minute presentation on how I would advise a real estate client thinking about their net zero ambitions. And so before the interview, I read everything that was on the company website. And in my presentation, I ended up referencing a framework that I had read about on their blog. And that really impressed the partner and probably sealed the deal for my internship. So I would suggest that you really research the companies that you're interested in, read what they're publishing, to one, learn what they're all about and make sure that that is somewhere you want to work, and two, to show them that you're seriously interested.
Great. So now really, the next questions are really for all three of you. So what do you think the companies you applied to or others in the social impact space can do better to attract and retain talent, especially at the business school level? keeping in mind the fact that students, especially at business school and especially at London Business School, can also seek opportunities at the top firms in consulting, banking, tech, and other sectors, what, according to you, can recruiters in social impact do to better attract and retain LBS talent?
So from my conversations with many people, when you talk about social impact and how businesses have a major role to play in it, almost all of them seem very interested and would like to explore opportunities where they can have impact. But they do not know how to start or where to look for these companies. So it would be interesting to see more of these organizations networking with us, having a presence in events and basically advertising more themselves so that they make themselves more reachable and known to people within business schools.
Aditya, what about you?
Well, I think increasing the pay scale would sort of be an easy answer, but I understand that all these companies are constrained by how much they can actually pay people. But perhaps having a more structured recruitment process will help. There have been cases where recruitment has been a bit haphazard and all over the place. But more importantly, I guess, having a more clear, defined role of what you want people to get into, especially if you're looking for an intern before you offer a full-time hire, I think that would be really crucial. And a big issue with social impact internships is that companies often don't know what to do with the interns once they've joined. So if you maybe have defined goals over a 6 to 8 week period and tangible sort of deliverables for the interns to work on, it could help improve the experience. It's hard to say though, because a lot of these companies, again, are improving their own processes and operations, and worrying about interns may seem insignificant now, but in the long run, it's probably the best way to attract talent, especially from a school like LBS.
Got it. That makes sense. Kara, what about you?
So I think our generation and the next generation that's coming into the workforce is much more mindful of social impact today. So to attract and retain talent, companies need to give people the opportunity to be part of something bigger than themselves. So companies need to connect to a mission and communicate that. So I think workers today want purpose, not just a paycheck.
That's super useful and hopefully something the school and the student body is working with recruiters to focus on going forward, because those are really excellent points that you guys have raised. Last question. So looking at current and prospective students, what would be your biggest piece of advice or feedback for anyone, especially at London Business School, looking to pursue a career in social impact?
First, try to understand the landscape. Which are the key companies or NGOs? What are they doing? What's the type of salary you'd be willing to accept? So really reflect about it and also ask yourself how close to impact you would like to be. It's not the same to be working in operations at an NGO or where you will be next to the community in need, or in strategy at an impact consulting firm. Second, build your network. The more you know people, the more you know about the opportunities or about someone who's looking for someone to fill in a specific role in an organization that you like. Also, many of the jobs are not necessarily advertised, so you can only learn about them by talking to people. So it's good to build a good network. Thirdly, I would say stay flexible. It is a very competitive sector, and it is important to have in mind that you might have to make a few sideways career moves to get to your ideal job. So those are my three pieces of advice, I'd say.
Yeah, and just to sort of piggyback off that, I echo everything Pamir just said. Social impact is a massive field. So to anyone looking to pursue a career in the field, I would suggest first narrowing down on a particular branch that interests you and focus your recruitment efforts just on that branch. Also, yeah, like she said, build your network. Network aggressively. People in the space are surprisingly willing to sort of make time for chats. And so feel free to like reach out to people on LinkedIn, make use of all of LBS's internal resources and the Social Impact Club to sort of maximize your outreach. And then finally, focus on companies whose work and values appeal to you. Because like Kara said, if either of those two things don't sort of appeal to you, then you won't really enjoy your work with them. So find the companies that's right for you, and then you'll enjoy your work a lot more.
I agree with everything that Pame and Aditya are saying. And to take it a step further, I don't think social impact should be a separate category by itself. Ideally, I think businesses should be serving all their stakeholders. So that means that you can bring a social impact perspective to any job. Just find ways to enhance the experience for customers, employees, the community, the planet, and shareholders. So in any job. And that's social impact.
Amazing. Those are excellent pieces of advice. And really, this whole discussion has been so insightful. So thank you so much for your time. And thank you to all our listeners for joining this podcast on social impact at London Business School. To find out more about our MBA program, please go to london.edu/MBA. And do check out the school's thought leadership content on sustainability and more at london.edu/think. Thank you.